Welcome to Daily Plunge. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. Now, it tells us that Jesus is baptizing, but actually he's delegated baptism to his disciples already, that his grace is coming through their work of baptism. Now, Jesus has been talking about baptism since he encountered Nicodemus in the dark night, right? Told him that he had to be, if he was going to enter heaven, he was going to have to be born of the water and the Spirit. Nicodemus wouldn't hear of it, but now I think Jesus has found somebody who will bite. Here's the Samaritan woman. And he goes to this place that's supposed to be out of bounds, outside the law, right? In Samaria. Jesus is tired. Which speaks to how Jesus is a human being. He doesn't have, you know, endless energy, right? He needs to rest. So he's hanging out at the well in the middle of the day. It's not the time you go to collect water. You're supposed to get your water first thing, right? When you're making your coffee. So it's late in the day. Samaritan woman comes. Jesus asks, "Will you give me a drink?" Very simple request. What simple request does Jesus make of you? Think about that. What is God asking you in your faith? Now, the woman says, you know, why are you doing this? We both know that you are crossing a line. You know, you're a Jew, you're a rabbi, right? And I'm a Samaritan and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? Wouldn't it be contaminated if I even touch it, right? And Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks. Well, what's the gift of God? The gift of God is grace for all people, regardless of the law, right? In fact, it's grace for sinners. And who it is that asks is the one who gives it. It is Jesus, the Messiah, the one who's going to go to the cross to take down the law so that we can be redeemed. And so it's not about who she is and it's not about what she's done. And he said, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for this water. And she still doesn't quite get this. We're talking about well depths and being able to, you know, what contraptions we have to get the water. And I think about how often we get lost in our own logistical questions of faith. Jesus responds, verse 14, everyone who drinks this water again will be thirsty again. And I want you to think about when we drink of the things of this world, our own efforts, our own works, our own religious propriety, our self-righteousness, we never are satisfied. We're always thirsty. We're always trying to satisfy whatever things of this world, they cannot give us new life. But whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst again. In fact, this water will well up to be a spring of eternal life. What are we talking about here? We are talking about baptism, right? Baptism promises us eternal life because it promises us to free us from sin. And this is the work of God. Baptism is not the work of man. It is the work of what the Spirit and God are doing in your life. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.